Here, coroner Myra Cullinan has formally opened the inquest into the Stardust fire in 1981. Last week, you'll recall, the first phase of the process concluded, in which relatives of the 48 victims shared details of their loved ones in the form of pen portraits. Evidence will now be heard during the next stage of the inquest. Our reporter Joan O'Sullivan joins us with more on this. So, Joan, what happened today?
So the coroner, Dr. Myra Cullinan, said the purpose of today's hearing was to address the members of the jury themselves so that they could better understand their role in these inquests. She said she'd be formally opening the inquest today and a new phase was beginning, which would include the hearing of evidence. She began first by reading aloud the names of all 48 victims, and then she outlined the factual historical evidence of the case. This factual evidence outlined the events of the Stardust fire itself and mentioned the various inquiries into the blaze that have been held since then, before concluding with the direction by the Attorney General for fresh inquests. She quoted the Attorney General as saying that the findings of the original inquest were confined to the approximate cause of death of the deceased. There was no reference to the surrounding circumstances, and the causes of the fire were not canvassed to a sufficient degree, he believed. So he judged it to be in the interest of the public that fresh inquests be held.
What did the coroner have to say to the jury, Joan, about their role in this process?
So Dr. Cullinan told the jury that they didn't need to concern themselves with any previous findings related to the fire. She said the inquest, an inquest was a fact-finding exercise. It was not to apportion blame and it was not a trial. Your task is to hear all the evidence of the witnesses and reach conclusions based on this evidence, she said. She said they were to decide what evidence they accepted and which evidence they did not. They would be making the findings and recording verdicts in accordance with the law. She told them that these findings must focus on four things: the identity of the deceased, when their death occurred, where it occurred, and how it occurred. She said evidence would go beyond the medical cause of death and would focus on the circumstances of the death and how those circumstances contributed to it. She said nobody could be blamed or exonerated at an inquest. It could not decide criminal or civil liability. She said a coroner's jury could also make recommendations aimed at avoiding future deaths. She said it was important for the jury to only focus on the evidence brought before them. She said the jury should not be influenced by media coverage and should not discuss the inquest outside of the hearings. She said this was absolutely necessary if these were to be truly fresh inquests.
And just finally, Joan, did we hear anything today about the witnesses that will appear at the inquest?
Well, she first of all said that the scope of this inquest would be broader than those previously and would take into many contributory factors. In terms of the witnesses, she said that the first witnesses would be heard would be the staff and management of the Stardust. This would be followed by the largest group, who are the patrons of the Stardust or members of the public who happened to be in the area at the time. The third group of witnesses would be members of the emergency services who responded to the final fire. And finally, there would be expert witnesses who would give evidence in relation to matters like fire investigation and pathology. She said many of the original witnesses had died since the fire occurred or may be too ill to give evidence, but their evidence, if deemed necessary, their statements would be read into the record. She said the inquests were likely to run until the end of the year and there would be possibly in excess of over 300 witnesses. She said evidence would not commence today because she wanted to allow the jury to take in the information that she'd given. She said witness evidence would begin on the 7th of June. She thanked them in advance for the important task they were going to undertake, particularly on behalf of the families, interested parties and the wider public.
Joan O'Sullivan at the Coroner's Court, thank you very much for that.